I'm Brick Ryder for the Virginia Voice. Our guest today is Megan Mudd, and she's here representing the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And Megan, which organization is this in the fight on blindness? Because I know there are a bunch of them.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you. I'm very excited to be here. I'm Megan Mudd, and I'm a volunteer with a group called the Foundation Fighting Blindness, which is primarily research-driven. They are the largest non-governmental funder of retinal degenerative research. That's their main focus. Is their goal and mission is to enable research, find cures, and hopefully put an end to all retinal degenerative diseases. So it runs a whole spectrum of diseases that include macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt disease, just about any retinal degenerative disease. They are under the umbrella of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and they work to prevent, find cures, and do research funding for it. Like I said, they are the largest non-governmental source of funding for the whole spectrum of diseases.
How long have they been in business?
They have been in business since 1972, mm-hmm. Since they started, they have provided over $425 million of research funding for clinical trials, different drug studies, vitamin A, all sorts of things they have done. They are the largest, like I said, largest source of it. So since 1972, they have been working hard on finding a cure and putting an end to vision-robbing diseases. So
it sounds to me like they're all over the United States.
They are. They're based in Glen Burnie, Maryland, but they have chapters all over the country. They're active in all different parts of the country. They do one of their largest signature fundraisers is now the Vision Walk, which I know we'll get to a little bit later. And that Vision Walk they have done in 42 different cities across the country. So pretty much, chances are, in close to any big city across the country, there is a chapter of volunteers who are part of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and almost any big city, and smaller towns too are cropping up everywhere. So,
Megan, how did you get involved?
I have worn hearing aids my whole life, and I knew that I had a hearing loss, but I didn't know that I had a vision problem until I was much older. I was 25 when I found out I had a vision problem, and when I discovered it, I had gone to a doctor because I was driving and I had a problem. I was coming home from the gym and I missed a turn onto my street and I went into the ditch and I said, this can't be. I mean, it was nighttime, but I should have seen it. So I went to the doctor and the doctor said, you have retinitis pigmentosa and it's going to affect your peripheral vision. It usually manifests itself as night blindness for people first, and this is what we're going to do. And kind of said there really wasn't anything else you could do. And I thought, okay, that's kind of a sobering little diagnosis to be told. And so I didn't do anything about it for a while. I didn't drive at night, and I kind of went about my merry way. And then I'm married, and eventually I had one child. And after that first child, I noticed that I started having problems at night, and I went back to the doctor again. And just about that time, I, lo and behold, found something in the mail, or I can't even remember if it was a newspaper article or something, that I saw about the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And they were having a chapter meeting in Richmond at the Valentine Museum. And I thought, well, this is kind of fortuitous timing. I'm going to go. And so I went. And the chapter in Richmond has actually been active since 1974, and they have had tremendous leadership with George Dolan and John Tragesser, who has actually since passed away, but laid the ground for a really wonderful chapter in Richmond that's been a very active, supportive group for each other since 1974. But I've only been active since, I think it was 2004 or 2005 is when I started. Oh, no. I think it was a little later than that, actually. It was 2006 or so. 2006 was when I became active with the group. And I found it easy to get involved, and it's one of those things that I the more I'm learning about my diagnosis and learning about what could impact, I learn from others in the Foundation Fighting Blindness, how they've dealt with it, what they do, how they go about their daily business, and also just a kinship that you have with someone else that knows what you're going through and whether can understand and appreciate when you can't see something, they know too, and they can even give you some visual cues or so forth. We often joke that there's a joke going on about a person like myself. I'm losing my peripheral vision, whereas someone with macular degeneration is losing their central vision. And that if you put the two of those people together, they would be a good person. that they could navigate the airport or do something right. Like that. And so you kind of, if you're going to have to travel with someone with macular degeneration, because the two of you together will probably be able to see where you're going better than the average person. So it's one of those things that I didn't want to sit idly by, and when I found out about what they did and the work that they did and the fact that I could have a part in maybe stopping this disease or at the very least finding potential cures for it, I had to jump in and get involved. So
your involvement then is on a pretty broad scope within that organization.
Locally, locally, I'm still serving as the hospitality chair and at meetings, so I, you know, make sure that we have refreshments and so forth. But I've been involved in, from the beginning, this year will be our fourth Vision Walk, and I've been involved in the walk every year since it started. And we've also done other events. We are very lucky. In the past 2 years, we have put on Dining in the Dark, which is a unique program where we have done a dinner and a luncheon each year. First it was a dinner, and then the second year was a luncheon, where we honor different people in the community who have done work for vision impairment. They've kind of done pioneering work, whether they be a doctor or maybe they are just very active volunteers in the organization. This past spring, we honored Dr. Sikowski, who is the founder of Virginia Eye Institute and a real visionary in the field of vision for Central Virginia. And the Dining in the Dark is a really unique event because the guests are blindfolded or it's in total darkness, and they get to kind of eat their dinner or their meal in darkness and imagine what it is like if you are truly vision impaired or blind, what that is like. And that's a really unique, fun event that I've enjoyed. And the Vision Walk is also really, really fun because it's a 5K walk. It's open to anybody and everybody. And that one is just a lot of fun because not only are we raising money, but we're having fun and enjoying it. And so they are doing a variety. So I kind of like to keep myself involved in as many of the activities that we do that I can make it to. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do. So.
When's Vision Walk coming up this year?
Yes. Vision Walk is October 15th, which is Saturday. It's at the Innsbruck Pavilion area. We are actually on the north shore of the Innsbruck area in that whole complex. And the walk starts at 10. Registration opens at 9. And you can register beforehand. You can call the Foundation Fighting Blindness, or you can call or you can go online, to visionwalk.org and learn all about it and register for the Richmond Walk. And it's October 15th. Like I said, it's a 5K. There's going to be a lot of fun activities. We have Nutsy, the flying squirrel, will be there. Yeah. We have a lot of different activities for kids. There's usually a moon bounce. There's also, we have face painting and some other wonderful organizations. A lot of the local fraternities and sororities around town are very active in helping out with that walk, mm-hmm. and make it a really fun, family-filled atmosphere. So,
you've had the walk in previous years.
Mm-hmm. This is our fourth one.
This is the fourth time around.
Uh-huh.
What kind of a crowd are you expecting this time?
Well, each year we've done really, really well as far as attendance. Our first walk, we started out with, I think, just under 300 people, and then the second walk we had over 500 people. Last year we changed venues. This last year was at Innsbruck, and we still had like about 300 walks. And we also, not only did we change venues, we also changed the time. So now we're in the fall, and that's going to be traditionally when we have our walk, is October 15th, about that time frame. Usually that weekend will be when we have our walk, and so that's when we're having it this year. We are expecting already, we have, I think there were over 25 different teams registered and more walkers. It's one of those things that you can come the day of and decide to walk, or you can register ahead of time. So I'm expecting that we'll have a pretty good crowd. It would be great if we got as many people as we could possibly fill, and every single last bagel was gone.
Now, you said teams. Can you also run as an individual?
Absolutely. You can sign up as a part of a team, or you can walk as an individual. And I shouldn't say run. It's a walk. It's definitely a walk. So you can join a team, walk as an individual, create a team of your own. You can do it. There's numerous ways to be involved. And you don't even, I've had some people say, well, I'm not sure that I could do the whole walk. It doesn't matter. It's just a matter that you come out and join us. It doesn't matter if you take 5 steps and then you take a break. That's perfectly fine, too, because it's a vision walk. And so we have walkers of all different abilities and sightedness. So we have people who will have, it is also definitely dog friendly. Guide dogs are welcome. Strollers are welcome. And we try to keep the course pretty level so that it is acceptable for people of all different levels and abilities. So you'll find that you'll see people who will do the whole walk, and then you'll see people who stop after halfway. And, I have, my children are older now, but when we first started, my kids were in strollers, and I don't think I made it through the whole walk because they couldn't handle it either. We had to stop. We saw Elmo, and I lost all hope of finishing the walk when Elmo was in the periphery. We couldn't compete with that, so the walk stopped for us after lap one. So it's definitely just a fun walk, and it's open to all ages and all abilities.
How many walkers did you have last year?
Last year we had just about, I think, 300 or so, 350. So, and we're hoping to definitely break that this year, have more walkers, and we have plenty of food and drinks for everybody, and we'd love to see all of it gone and have just a great attendance.
Aside from the walk, there's got to be a way that you can get involved with this group. Give me some ideas.
Okay. Well, we have a local Richmond chapter, and we do various things throughout the year. We'll have informational meetings where we invite different speakers. We've had people from the Virginia Department of Blind Services come and speak. We've had different doctors come and speak. And we hold those meetings at least once a quarter or more throughout Richmond. And the way to get involved is you can go onto the computer and log on to foundationfightingblindness.org, or you can call. Local number is 410-423-0600, and that's Dina Gordon. She is the Vision Walk coordinator for the area, and she will give you anything you need to know, and that also includes upcoming events that we'll have. But we'll have kind of like a mini day of science where we'll learn about the latest advances that are going on. You know, we're meeting throughout the year and kind of getting to know as much as we can about retinal degenerative research and diseases and preventions and cures that you might have. So we're an active group. There's also groups, subsets of it. There's a group of bowlers that get together, and they're just it's a very active, interesting group, and we always encourage anybody to come to the meetings. So it's open to anyone who has a concern or has an interest in retinal degenerative research is welcome to join the group.
What's the greatest thing that the group has brought to you?
I think the greatest thing that they have brought to me is knowing that there are other people out there like me. You know, Usher syndrome, when I was first told that, I thought, I have never in my life heard of this disease, and I'm probably not going to know anybody. And truthfully, in the local Richmond chapter, I'm not the only person affected by Usher's, which affects your hearing and your vision, but I know so many other people who have very similar diseases to me, and that we relate on that same level. And I know what they've done and how they've struggled with their vision loss, and they've also kind of taught me different ways to cope with it, and also just their general attitude about it. You know, this is, in losing your vision or struggling with vision loss over time, hopefully not losing it, but struggling with vision loss is a unique challenge in a different situation that not everybody knows about. And it requires a special attitude about it, I think. And you need to be kind of upbeat and see things on the positive side, because it's not easy, but it's certainly not the worst thing in life. And so I kind of feel like that the one thing that the group has given me is a very supportive environment of people who understand and are just the most welcoming and biggest cheerleaders you could meet. So that's been a tremendous thing for me.
I would think that bonding would be very, very important.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's a wonderful thing. And it's nice for my husband to see other spouses, and it's nice for my children to see other kids who are impacted, whose parents are infected. So that's a rare bond that you can't put a price tag on, that my involvement will always be because of that.
How big is the chapter? How many?
Of active volunteers, I would say we have between 50 to 75 active volunteers who participate in walks and stuff. But we have, I know our distribution mailing list is hundreds and hundreds of people who are involved. And because we're Central Virginia, we reach out pretty far. We've had people come from Lynchburg to meetings. We've had people come from Virginia Beach area and so forth. It's hard to put a pinpoint on how many people could be in our chapter, because we know that there are a lot out there, and we're always looking for more people to join us. So the best way to get involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness is to log on to www.fightblindness.org, and that will link you to the national organization, and it'll point you to specific chapters, so not just in the Richmond area, but all across the country. So if you're listening and you know that you have an aunt or an uncle in other parts of the country, please encourage them to also join their local chapter. And find out more about it through the website. They can get you directed to a mailing list so that you can receive mailings as well and know about the upcoming meeting. Our next big event, of course, is the Vision Walk, which is Saturday, October 15th at Innsbruck. Starts at 10 a.m. And then after that, we'll have a meeting probably sometime in the winter, maybe even it might be 2012 before our next meeting. We have them all across Richmond at various locations that are accessible for everybody to get to, and you can join us at future meetings. But the most important thing is our walk, which is going to be raising money towards funding a cure for any retinal degenerative research. And it's so easy, it's so much fun. You can do it online with asking people to donate online. You can do it by paper, whatever means you're comfortable doing. It's so easy to get people involved and support your cause. And the Vision Walk is just a really unique, fun program. And our walk is always looking to get bigger and better. So.
Thank you very much. We've been talking with Megan Mudd.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm Rick Ryder for the Virginia Voice.